So this is the thing this morning, right? It's not every day that you get word that some soccer legends are in Durban, and then you invite them for a little chinwag on the morning on East Coast Breakfast about everything football, and we find out, Tukuti, what have they been up to since hanging up their boots? So joining us this morning, we have Orlando Pirates legends, Mpho Makola, the great captain, Ulakile Khwati, and a cheese boy Mukwena Sanbonan Buffet Sanbonan. You know, it's a thing. Funeka ngenza show ukuthi I go through this properly, because there's always that manhamba khona. I don't know ukuthi we red apple noma green apple, ngoba sithi pirates, and then yes, cheese boy, no way khona lapha a god cop now. But then we have to, of course, if you have a guy by the name of Killer, introduce yet. Ukuthi Killer Mpela sawubona baba.
Sawubona baba. Why
fit?
Why you put me on the spot?
Why?
No, phela ngithi uyi Grootman is nice ukunikeza le nto yakho, uyi Grootman, but hey, ma ufunda phansi ukuthi eh baba embiza uKhila lo.
Athi ngiyazi ukuthi
uthaba yini. Uthola le Sundowns.
So guys, thank you so much for coming through this morning, and I know you guys have to when you're a legend, but you are more busier than when you were a footballer or when you're still an active player. So I'm sure you have lots of things to do. We saw you guys doing the things on the football field, but if it wasn't for these podcasts or whatever, we wouldn't know who is actually the guy behind the boots. So I always love doing this. When we have legends, we do quick fire questions. So first thing that comes to mind, your answer, and let's see what we have here. Okay, let me see who's the romantic one. Yeah. Cheese boy, there you go. Cheese boy. Hey,
Grima.
Cheese boy, the question is, where do you prefer to go on the first date?
Umuntu puma na to Ekas, Quarter Place. The food bar, it proves the best because they sell the best quarter app.
I
know as a footballer, but eat junk food and stuff, but I think in the current level of Onky Pumere. I'm Zwani, Kitling Katlan.
Yeah, no. Like, rule of thumb, don't go to a place where you have to use fork and knife, because it could change. And then you're looking at chopsticks. Or this thing, but just sticks. Okay, question number three. Killer Mpela. Who is South Africa's all time best footballer?
Sure. In my opinion.
In your opinion, yeah.
I hope I'm, yeah.
So we also know Oprah and the major majora, and Oprah is like, no, you mean it? So give me best footballer ever.
I'll go with Benny McCarthy, mainly because of the achievements. And you know, he played at the highest level. He won the Champions League, and then he was the all time, you know, Bafana top goal scorer. So I think Benny stands out, but there's others I can mention, the likes of Shoes Musrewu, you know, and obviously Dr. Kumal is in the bracket, but I'll go with Mr. McCarthy.
No, I love that. Okay, so lucky, this one is yours, because when a Grootman, the captain, my captain.
All of them, they're legends. Me, I'm a master.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a master.
So master, I want to know from you, Uguti, master, who's the most famous person on your phone?
DK15. Dr. Kuma.
Oh, I also have Dr.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Kuma.
Yeah.
You know, I travel with Dr. to various provinces. Yo, that guy is something else, eh?
I love something that.
Something else.
Dr. Kumalo.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why whenever I go, my organizer, I'm a game, I'm a legend thing. Yeah. If not, do that. I mean, I was good. Yeah. I learned from Dr. when this spy.
Yeah.
And today, Nyambonga Guti, today, Mulaki, because of Mutogis. Wangjela, one day, I'm a legend. Better like I'm a legend.
Yeah.
So after the game, the crowd, some of the people, Bayaguya, Abanya Bafiga, Lapagi, Mati, after the Puang Biz, what is that? Mamela wena u follow yithwe. So that means nami ngifollow lapha kubo, yabon. Abo Lucas, abo Doc. Sawubona ke master.
We master. Yeah. I love that. That is amazing. Mpho, have you ever won a bet? How much?
7K.
7K. Khona indawo la eKZN eDurban engakamisa yona, boy. If you want to spend that 7K fast.
If I go with you, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So we got four of these to go. Cheese boy, can you freestyle or a rap?
Yeah, got Freedom of Fame, Black Lives, Reason, and Pro. I'll give you the Pro verse. We want freedom. All my people say para pira, para pira, para pira. Okay. Ilula lento mabengi kore di sabashia.
shove no kuluva bepe lo kabatia. Nshizo shove luma, ayabo mama mia. It's tied hot niggas with jazzy le pangania. From sundowns to sun out, when the chira come out, melushin chiraus. And run about now, there's no need to wow. Ushai Pakistan e bomb threat, I never run out. Chovi striding a poster boy, same way I'm supposed to boy. Nyaba roaster boy, if I don't break bread, nyak toaster boy. Buzabo copper zog jail, I'm with John and some foster.
Aye, aye, aye.
Poor man.
That is fantastic. Oh, that is fantastic. You know, that's gonna be the promo for the whole December on the show, on the station.
Yeah,
nice, guys, nice. Like, and the headline, Cheese Boy.
Cheese Boy, the poor.
No, I love that. I love it. Two more questions. So, Killer.
Yeah.
Who is going to win this season's Betway Premiership?
You're on the spot again.
Again, it's our opinion.
You call
on the Chiefs.
I still say Sundowns, Mama.
Our new coach.
Yeah, new coach. But the squad, I think the squad, they have a good squad and good depth in the squad, good players. The quality is there. With their experience, they'll get through it. They're sitting on top, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I still think they'll do well.
No, that's amazing. I love that. I'm not going to ask any of you, the rest of you guys, because we're all going to be different, but it's fine. We'll see, because there's something that's happening. But Lise Kazin. Last question. And I have this question for Uchi's boy, but I'm going to give it to the master.
Not Oba. Yeah.
I'm going to give it to the master.
Yeah.
Oba is coming, don't worry.
Okay.
Master, you need to start one. You need to bench one. And then you need to sell one.
Yes.
The players that you have is Mpo.
Yeah.
Killer.
Yeah.
Cheese Boy. One has to start, one has to hit the bench, and one has to get sold. Again, it's not personal, it's just a question.
No. I'll start with Cheese.
Cheese, yeah?
Yeah, and I'll bench Killer Mpo.
I just want to say, we've asked this question, so that is the quickest answer.
Let me tell you why.
Okay.
Uchise ngim khulisile. Makam promoter for development. Ufikele kimi Uchise. And I know Uchise ngukuri ya stars. You're playing under 17. I'm like, you, that boy, Ronaldo.
Yeah.
I know, I so wish one day he can come to the stars. But I'm full, Uchise goes to Lotwal. Man, join the pirate. Yafiki into an engine. And you know, guess what? The first four games I got Cheese, I told man of the match. I phone, I'm like, you lay youngster, I never fit. Mara, no, I got some clone. I'll kill on boy. I'm that's why I get sitting in bigger bench.
I'm a pirate.
What the young teller is the only player the young teller. Magic Jim, Fukunama answer. Bongala get over run. Over 10, we are 10. Over Ial, we are. Mpo, Ial, we are. So manje, Yamambis. Yamambis.
Follow boys.
No wonder he got defensive. Oh, we don't play the same positions. That is amazing. So, Master, I want to stick with you. I mean, it's a second part of the interview. I think you guys are warm, and I think you guys are really getting the KZN and Durban feel. Out of everyone here, I think you were the first one to retire, right? In terms of, I think, yes. So, Sunu, what have you been up to? What's happening in... Because I know, Uti, every morning you live on Instagram. Yeah. What the legend, Kilikwatu, what have you been up to lately?
You know, I own a restaurant by the name of Khrotman by Kilikwatu.
Yeah.
And I have my clothing brand.
Yeah.
F14. Why F14? You know, about the banding, they called me Captain Fantastic.
Yeah.
So I played 14 seasons go pirate there. I used to wear just number 14. And my counter, my letters were Kilikwatu, F14.
Yeah.
And I played 14 times for Bafana Bafana. And Mong is in Tiniam. Umkukwa Muna Masters, I-14. So that's why I give you the F-14. You know? So I want to talk about Captain Fantastic, she's in number 14.
No, that's
and
amazing.
Again, I have a foundation where I give back to disadvantaged communities. And December, so, yeah, this cuts a corner. And it's a Christmas. I'm a Christmas voucher. So yeah, full of donate. If it brings season, I'll donate.
Yeah,
sure.
No, no. So you're still on the ground. You're trying to make a difference, like you were when you were as a captain and obviously playing for Ipare. That's a good thing. And we want to follow your journey. So, Chen, I'm going to big social media. Tin handle your social media, Chen.
Lucky underscore what?
No, that's amazing. That's amazing.
The time when I was still a player, ne, it's my name. It's the thing about social media. But who's the la? Man, feel like I'm about to about cheek. That's why I need to go and play one thing. Nah, I get it. Yeah, if I am going to tell you, I'm going to so that's why it's a good easy to new cool.
There's also a gentleman here, Uchispo, who's responsible for Abanya Bantu and your club. Abanjalbayo, they had to quit football because they lost. What was the score? 20 power line.
Power line.
You know what's funny? I when I was prepping for this interview, the first thing I was like, hey boy, you're looking at Baluchi's ball. Come back, put in that ball. You actually took the ball out of the goal. Come on. Is that the weirdest football match you've ever played? Powerlines FC against Sundowns.
The mentality of the team and the coach at that time was like on another level. He never believed in OT in a Diliatwa, you know. He believed OT. He must bring them in and also set an example because we were playing a Castle team. It's easier for them to say, ah, I can do that, I can do that. So it was a lesson learned for some of them, and some of them eventually by Egipola Clara, you understand? So we had to stamp our authority as well to say, guys, for you in order to get to this level, this is how it's done. If you're going to be soft, 1-0, 2-0, they still have that thing, you know what, one day I can challenge you cheese in 30 position. That's why I see temper as it does it. Even if it's supposed to be 30, actually that.
And you also send a message.
The whole country was like, oh my, I think the whole world was like 27-0. Jeez, like that's weird. we never see that. Yeah. Now, Killer, ngiyakubona lapho ubufune ku-answer ishama questions anzima earlier on with the lento in quick fire. But there's a moment here that I've always said I want to ask you about in terms of your career, and you've done amazing things in your career. I'm gonna play you something, and then you must just tell me, Wuti, what goes through your head and your heart, and what are you feeling every time you hear this? Are you ready?
Ngakhes.
Kutuzodlala.
I knew it.
This, you have to feel, is South Africa's last hope of taking the match into 30 extra minutes.
I mean, actually, I was sitting with this other boy, a plane in. He was showing me the same goal.
Like that!
Look, I'm
just like that!
So that's the thing, right? I have to ask you about it. I mean, Confed, you're playing against Spain. Iker Casillas was in goals, right?
Yeah.
Iker, the great, Real's greatest ever goalkeeper. I don't think they'll ever have a better one.
Yeah.
And you do that to him for South Africa. You're playing for your nation. How was that?
Yeah, for me it was weird because Maukumbula was not even supposed to be in the squad.
Yeah.
So I had a lot to prove, you know, when we went to that game. I think the first game we played against New Zealand.
Yeah.
I didn't play. We played against Brazil. I didn't play. And then the last game they threw me in the second half. So I had a lot of point to prove actually. So because people were saying, "I'll beat Tom Fagil and stuff and blah blah blah." So when it happened, you remember those balls, Amachabulan,
eh?
So I think we spent 6 weeks in camp and we were learning how to hit that ball. I remember the goalkeeper coach then was Glenn Johnson. Mm. Yeah, that guy can kick a ball. Eh?
Mm.
He can kick. So he was teaching us this technique, yoke deep with the ball. Cause the
that's
ball
amazing.
Looked
so the goalkeeper
yes.
Oh, that's amazing.
He do as well. You know, he do a good free kick taker.
Yeah.
So we always stayed behind me, he took Grant, and if I can remember correctly, it was Teko. It just happened that in the game, the last moment, and the distance also, because they could see from training that I can take, you know, free kicks from a bit far. Kahisho Dikhaja just said to me, go for it, man. Let's see what's going to happen. And I just hit it, and luckily it went in.
Yes, that wasn't luckily. Something, I mean, we're going to peep this out. But
yes,
I had
anger because a lot of critics, you remember, before the tournament, and I was criticized a lot. So I had the point to prove, as I said. But also, it comes with practice. You know, I've scored goals like that before.
Yeah.
I've scored goals like that before, but because of the magnitude of the tournament, the way it happened, and against Casillas, as you mentioned, Spain, then they went on to win the World Cup. The following year. So yeah, still giving me goosebumps because after more than a decade, you walk on the street, people are still talking about it. So
Yeah.
It must be the greatest goal I ever scored.
Guys, that was amazing. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming through. You guys are absolute legends. Mpo, Killer, Cheese Boy, and Master Lucky. Thank you for coming through. We will, whenever you're in Durban, please come through to East Coast Radio, East Coast Breakfast. We loved you guys growing up. We still see you guys on the socials. You're doing amazing work with the Betway Prem at the moment, and long may it continue, and all the best for the futures.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Durban, my second home.